Dafydd Morris a'i fwy'n delyn, gwyn fy myd na chawn dy ganlyn, ac yn y nos bod yn dyfreichiau a dawn siwr dydd lle cenit ti ffai.
There you are. Helo, a chroeso. I am Barbara, and I once lived on a farm called Fedw Deg, in the very valley into which you are now gazing.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
And isn't it funny that you come to appreciate the beauty of the place when you're looking back at your past? Ah, Cymru. How splendid she is. And I am inviting you now to rest a while and take a deep breath. A breath of pure Welsh air. Air pur Cymraeg. I've got a story for you. And it is a story of a forbidden love from long ago. He was a harpist, and she, she was besotted with him. She couldn't stop watching his artistic hands dancing across the harp strings. Her ears would come alive when she heard his voice, and she was powerless, powerless to stop herself from joining, from singing a sweet harmony, spilling over his tender tenor tone. There has never, ever been a sweeter sound since. But it was not meant to be. You see, the girl's family were well-to-do, and a poor travelling musician was not good enough for her. The boy was sent away, and the girls broke her heart. His name was Dafydd Morris, and she was called Barbara. Yes, she was a young me. I was his cariad. And he was mine. And that's the reason why I started to learn to play the harp myself. Do you see? I became quite well known, if I may say so, for playing the harp. No one knew why. But I did, because you see, every time I place my fingers on the strings of the harp and hear a note, I hear the notes that we sang together. Playing the harp, playing his tunes, has kept him close to me. It's kept him alive all these years later. No one knows, so don't you go telling anyone either, please. Sean will have more stories for you at the next station, at the place where the water comes alive.
Dafydd Morris a'i fwy'n delyn, gwyn fy myd na chawn dy ganlyn, ac yn y nos bod bod yn dyfreichiau a dawnsio'r dydd lle cenit ti ffaith.